But let's start with the tribute. If it was up to me, the entire day at my talk would be nothing but Olympia Dukakis clips. But yeah. I'm not in charge. I can't tell B. Arthur what to do. But y'all heard she passed away over the weekend. And Dawn.
Yes.
I saw your Dawn put it in our show before I saw the tweet, and I'm like, no. Oh.
She was so good, and she was kind of a late bloomer. You know, she taught at NYU Drama School for 15 years and was a founding member of two regional theaters in New Jersey. And, you know, she said that when she got moonstruck, her daughter was going to college on credits. So it wasn't that she started at, you know, age 15 or whatever in the acting world. She won an Oscar for Moonstruck. She also was Weezer's friend in Steel Magnolias, as you probably remember. She kind of made a career out of being like a nagging mom or a gossipy friend. And she was the first cousin of former Massachusetts governor and presidential candidate in 1988, Michael Dukakis.
This is what a moron I am. And I'm a fan of Olympia, obviously most connected to Steel Magnolias.
Yeah.
Oh, but
yeah.
When I was watching all the obits, it's one of those things where you don't put together the two last names, mm-hmm. even though they're so distinct. It didn't click with me until the obit. I'm like, oh my goodness. She was Michael Dukakis's cousin. And it's not like you meet a Dukakis every day.
Right.
So, I mean, there's not like, you know what I mean?
It's yeah. Yeah, right. Not a common name.
No.
Oh.
Really? What, Candy? What?
Just really? I'm just learning this now. Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No idea.
I didn't either, Kenny, and I felt dumb because all four of us were alive then. I mean, I have a working knowledge of the 88 presidential campaign.
Yeah,
we were all alive for it, you know?
Yes. Oh.
I remember Michael sticking his head out of the tank.
With the helmet on, looking so funny. This is, for me, this is as bad as Jennifer Garner not being James Garner's daughter.
Oh, that's right.
Because you thought that for years. I honestly thought that Carl Urban, the actor, was Keith Urban's brother for a long time.
Oh.
And I'd be like, yeah, it's Keith Urban's brother. No, it isn't, you guys. It's not. I mean, I got that from my mom. My mom will think something is real, and then it becomes truth to her, and then she just spreads this lie. But it's not in any way that's like mean or on purpose. You just think you know.
Well, any Steel Magnolia fan, there's so many. I could have spent 40 years pulling Weezer, or I'm sorry, Clary clips, but I have one, and maybe we'll play some more later. But even hearing her name, even hearing her character. So if you've never seen Steel Magnolias, Clary was the former first lady of Chicopin Parish. She was she's big deal. She's, as Dawn would say, she's real rich.
Yeah.
And she's kind of the lady of the town, and she's best friends, lifelong friends with Weezer. Shirley MacLaine's crotchety old character. Well, this scene I'm getting ready to play here is the very end of the movie, and Julia Roberts' character, spoiler alert, Shelby has died, and her mother, Sally Field, is having a little bit of a breakdown at the cemetery, and it leads to one of the best, it's, again, laughter through tears. Clary tries to break the mourning, break the sadness at the expense of Weeza. Take a listen.
I just want to hit somebody till they feel as bad as I do. I just want to hit something. I want to hit it hard.
Here. Hit this. Go ahead, Malin. Slap her.
Are you crazy?
Hit her. Are you high, Clary?
Clary, have you lost your mind?
We'll sell t-shirts saying I slapped Weezer Boudreaux. Hit her.
Miss Clary, enough.
Weezer, this is your chance to do something for your fellow man. Knock her lights out, Malin.
Let go of me.
Malin, you just missed a chance of a lifetime. Half a Chicopin Parish will give the eye teeth to take a whack of Weezer.
Oh, my God.
McClane, listen to McClane.
You are a pig from hell.
It really did. It was such a sad moment, and then that really did break the tension. It's a great movie.
Oh gosh, it is. Oh, it is so. You are a pig from hell. Oh, and there's so many. I mean, again, there's another quotable that my friend Kelly and I here at Channel 9, we always say to each other, I love you more than my luggage. That's another Clary line. I love you more than my luggage. Yeah. Oh, she was good.
Sally Field tweeted out, too.
She said,
this is really sweet. She says, and I think maybe this also has to do with, well, they work together, but also that she came into the field later. You know, she came as an adult with mom, and so I think there's just kind of a different, well, anyway, Sally Field says, what can I say, but I loved her. Everyone loved her. She was a gift, unique and talented and one of a kind. Rest in peace, my friend, Olympia.
Yeah. She was amazing.
Tweeted too.
Oh, she did? Oh, good.
Yeah, you know, lots of words that are capitalized. It shouldn't be. No spaces after the commas. Doesn't matter. She says, Olympia Dukakis was an amazing Academy Award winning actress. Olympia played my mom in Moonstruck. And even though her part was that of a suffering wife, and then she used the emoji with the laughing, crying tears. So we laughed, cried all the time. Mm. She would tell me how much she loved Louis, her handsome, talented husband. Mm. I talked to her three weeks ago. Rest in peace, dear one. And then she put pictures of her and her husband.
Oh. Well, we can't forget Tales of the City Olympia was in 93. She was great.
Look Who's Talking? Do you remember that?
She wasn't. Oh, that's right. She was. Oh, my goodness. We're getting shamed right now, everybody, by one of our favorite My Talkers. I don't know. She may lose a little luster today.
You've got mail.
Megan Lane writes to us, you goons didn't know Olympia and Michael Dukakis were related? Whatever, Megan.
That made me like her more.
I know it actually did, yeah.
When people you goons. Call me a goon or a dummy, I fall in love with them instantly.
Yeah. You goons. You did. No! It is, but it is like one of those. I don't know why I never. Don, did you realize it?
Oh, yeah, I knew that. Yeah.
Oh, damn it. Of course.
Sorry. I just remember that election very well.
Yeah.
And that was the only reason why we knew who he was because it was Olympia.
Yeah.